one.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. 51551 is our text number, and Joe at rt.ie. Mike Walsh, you say we were allowed onto a train we should not have been allowed on to. Why, and what happened?
We were travelling to the All-Ireland less than a ago, and we couldn't get tickets in Turles, but the trains were all booked out. So, for convenience, we travelled to Port Arlington to get on the 10:20 train to Euston.
Right.
This train was very unsafe. We had children, ladies and gents on it, and really travelling in a scenario where we shouldn't have been.
Okay, your line is terrible, Mike. Let's try and fix that. Brendan Mulroy, you were on the train as well. Brendan.
How are you, Joe? Yeah, I was on the train from Westport.
That's the train that Mike tried. Well, he did get on in Port Arlington, but he said he shouldn't have been allowed on. It was too crowded.
Well, I'll tell you, Joe, I've seen people trying to get on the train in Port Arlington. If he got on it, he did very well.
What happened? What was the story? Begin at Westport at 7:50 yesterday morning.
Went into the station at 7:50, purchased the ticket, got on the train. A lot of the seats were pre-booked, you could see that. So we went down the back, and there was four seats at the back that weren't pre-booked. So we sat at the back of the train. People in Westport started getting on the train, and obviously they hadn't pre-booked, because I tried it the night before, and unfortunately it was all booked out.
Okay.
So what happened then was, I purchased a ticket on the machine going in, as a lot of other people did. And any person that purchased a ticket out of that machine in Westport, for starters, had no seat.
Okay.
And to follow on from that, as we went further down the line into Castlebar, A, B, C, D, for the four carriages, people purchased tickets for E, and there was no E carriage. And that's when the panic started, Joe.
There was no E in the train yesterday.
No, it was like a Scooby-Doo mystical tour. There was no E. People went down and tried to get off the train at the back, thinking there was a carriage on the other side of it.
And so who gave me this description in one of the texts of standing, the number of people standing between the two doors in the semi-corridor there beside the loo? Someone said it was 34 people.
Joe, I have no doubt about that whatsoever. The best way I could describe it is if you can think back to even Hill 16 or an old terrace at Lansdowne Road, and that sort of a feeling where people are all around you and you cannot move. Now, I talked to different people through the day yesterday when we came off the train. There was old people there who were very agitated, very upset. I met a man who suffers at IBS, and you can appreciate the difficulty that created for somebody. There was no way possible of actually moving left or right on that train yesterday.
Wow.
It was full to capacity. People could not physically get in the doors when the doors opened. It was dangerous. And I know that Irish Rail, in all fairness, have stepped up to the American Relations to say they'll refund the money. But there needs to be something done, particularly on that Westport to Dublin line. And look, Joe, I'm not being critical of Irish Rail for the sake of being critical. The infrastructure coming from the train from Dublin to Westport is massive to the people of the West of Ireland, particularly for Westport. It brings tourism in.
Yeah.
But the reality is, if you're going to provide that service, make sure you do it in a very safe way for people who travel on the train.
Well, you see, Ian wrote there, and there's a statement from Barry Kenny saying that... I'll go down that road again about coming on the programme. He was on News Talk already this morning, bigging up some new initiative there, announced about a phone line or something. It was all good news. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. What I'm saying is, Irish Rail say there was nothing dangerous about that. Trains can safely accommodate heavy loading. There is no limit to the number of people you can get on a train. It limits itself by the number of people who can force themselves on. Trains can safely accommodate heavy loading. And a discussion earlier on with someone else in Ian Rodair, and they said, sure, look, all around the world, trains are full of people standing.
Well, Joe.
So what was dangerous about it, Brendan? You're the one making the allegation of danger. How was it dangerous?
Yes, Joe, I am the one making an allegation, and believe me, I fully intend to stand over. What was dangerous about it was you could not physically move on the train. You could not move left, you could not move right. If someone was in need of emergency, as I said previously, to go to the toilet, that could not happen. In the event of the train coming to a sudden stop, someone would have got badly hurt. In the event of the train having a bad accident, and this is the difficulty, having a bad accident, and 999 is rang, the Westport to Dublin train has gone over the side. How many people were on it? We'll say, for example, there was 300. So the emergency service arrived catering for 300, when in fact there was over 600 people on it. Now, that's the difficulty, and that is my concern with Irish Rail. And look at Joe, I have better things for doing on the Monday than talking to you, with no disrespect. And the reality of this is that unless Irish Rail step up to the mark here, someone is going to get killed coming on that train, particularly from Dublin to Westport, because, you know, we always hear the stories about being treated as second-class citizens, but how is it that that Westport to Dublin line is really the only line in the country there is difficulty on?
Okay, by the way, the only people getting their money back are those who, as far as I can read from the statement, customers who pre-booked, in other words, had their name on a seat but couldn't get to the seat. You're saying people couldn't even get into the loo?
People could not get into the loo.
Why not? Why can't you get into the loo?
Because people stand in the lane. There were two abreast. There was people who were standing. They were face to face. You could not physically move on the train. There was no way. It was like, I give you an example. Like, you fill up something with water and there's no way to move. That's exactly what that train was like. The train was full with people inside. It was a health and safety risk. I don't know how Irish Rail can even attempt to stand over this today. It is absolutely disgraceful, Joe. And look at the end of the day, no one got hurt.
But at the end of the day as well, and touch wood and all the carry on, but railway travel, especially in Ireland. Now, I know Buttevant and I know the various other accents over the years, thankfully few and far between, but railway travel in Ireland is the safest way to travel.
But Joe, it's fair. No, that's fair enough saying that. But if you were on the train I was on yesterday, it wouldn't leave you with that view.
Did anyone panic?
People with disabilities, Joe. People with elderly people trying to, people with kids trying to look after them, and we're being rammed in like sardines on a train. Now I have to say to the train driver, he was very good. He made multiple announcements saying the doors, please stand back from the doors because it was impossible for. I don't know how he functioned on that train. As far as I could see, there was no one else on the train. But in all fairness, the announcement was out. There was people running up and down on the way up when the train stopped at any station. People running up, trying to get in one door, trying to get another door. And the frustration, particularly on parents' faces when they couldn't get on. The announcement came along then that at Port Erin, there's another train was following us and the people could travel on that.
Let me bring in Mike Walsh again. Mike, do you regret squeezing yourself onto that train, do you?
Absolutely. Well, in saying that now, Tipperary and Gail Ireland, so that was the positive. I travelled with my daughter and a few friends, and I was very concerned for everyone around me. I actually couldn't put my hand in my pocket to get out of my phone.
Wow.
It's that bad. And I mean,
say that to me again.
I couldn't get my hand into my pocket to get out of my phone.
That's how tightly squeezed
that's
you were. Wow.
Sardines in a tin. Yeah. Sardines in a tin, it were like. And it's, as a previous caller just said, it's fine. Nothing happened between Port Townsend and Houston. But had something happened.
I know. I mean, and did panic, Mike?
Well, there was a little girl near me, and she was under a bit of pressure, but her dad happened to be with her. I mean, she had a little drink of water that kind of restored her. But I must compliment everyone that was on the train. The people were fantastic. There was good humoured. There was no alcohol or anything involved like that. Everyone behaved impeccably. But I'm not looking for my money back. I'm trying to highlight this issue. I mean, something would have to be done. I mean, people had seats booked.
They said, in Ordain, all available trains were in use. We had a very busy morning around the network, additional capacity working for all Ireland.
There's no excuse for it because the train, when I arrived in Tullamore, I was told it was nearly fully booked out. People had to get up from them seats that got on in Castlereagh. And they had to vacate those seats and let on the people that had them booked. So Ian Rodern knew yesterday morning that four carriages would not carry all the people to Dublin. I mean, I'm only on to highlight the issue.
I presume, okay, Ian Rodern are saying there's no trains can safely accommodate heavy loading and there is no capacity written on the door of a train, you might have noticed.
Joe,
you do on a bus or whatever. But there's no, every person that Ian Rodern can squeeze in, or indeed in your case, can squeeze themselves in, you know, shoehorned like in Japan or whatever, Ian Rodern are getting the full fare off you.
And they did.
Yeah,
1915 was fare from Port Arrington. That's what we paid. But I mean,
How did you get home, Mike?
Grant, no bother. We came home back. It was perfect, and we had no seats. My daughter and myself had no seats, but people actually accommodated us and gave us a seat. So that was no issue there.
And
by the way, can I just say before I go off air, congratulations to Tipperary.
Of course, see you here. What a magnificent second half. It was incredible. Incredible to watch.
Brilliant. When I'm on the complain section, I don't generally complain. The price of the tickets to Croke Park and we got drenched at 90 euro was another issue. But anyway,
will you tell him I'm a Mayo supporter, Joe? Will you tell Mike I'm a Mayo supporter? I'd gladly pay 90 euros to win All Ireland.
Fair enough. But listen, I'm only on to highlight the issue.
Okay, Brandon, sorry, I'll come back to you a sec, Mike. But 51551. But Brandon, you're saying from Westport, is this a regular occurrence where you're?
Joe, since yesterday evening, you appreciate I'm a public representative. Since yesterday evening, a lot of people have come forward. Now, look, there's always been anecdotal stuff going on, but the amount of stories that I've heard in the last 24 hours about the trains coming, particularly at the weekend, into Westport. And look, as I said earlier, I'm not trying to criticise Irish Rail. It's vitally important that Rail Ryan has kept open to keep the West of Ireland open.
And what's it going to be like? What's it going to be like for the All Ireland? Well, okay, it is Kerry in Dublin, so you don't have to...
That'll be Kerry's problem because we're unfortunately the better us, Joe. But I know that when it comes to our Ireland finals, we have to fight tooth and nail to get extra services put on from Westport. We even had to fight tooth and nail to get extra services put on for the All-Ireland semi-final. So could I be asking Irish Rail to come back with a small bit of respect for the people who use their service? The response saying there's no numbers on the train when you get on it. There's also no numbers on a coffin, Joe. There's no capacity in a coffin. But everyone knows exactly what happened in a coffin.
Okay, Duncan Martin is in Clock Jordan. Duncan, your point, please.
Well, it's in the nature of train travel that you are allowed to board even when there are no seats.
Okay.
You can't board a plane even if it's empty, if you haven't pre-booked. You can't board a long-distance bus if there aren't spare seats. But you know, when you take a decision to travel by train without a prior booking, that there might well be no seats and you might well have to stand. And you know that lots of other people might be trying to do the same thing. So if your gamble doesn't pay off, and you end up standing and squeezed in, you know, you have to take responsibility for your own decision. I don't deny the situation could be sometimes better managed by the railway companies, but I think the danger angle is being greatly exaggerated. And that flexibility to be able to get on without prior booking is one of the major attractions or advantages of the way railways operate. And as Irish Rail have said, it's the same everywhere in the world virtually.
Brandon
Mulroy. Sure, I respect your caller's view and look at all, everyone
Duncan,
has the right to reply. Duncan, sorry. But to say that that was not a safe situation, it was absolutely detrimental on that train yesterday. And I know if Duncan was there, he would stand over too. We're not talking about one or two people standing up here. We've all done that ourselves through the years. We'd all stand up and someone else sit down. But this was a situation where we're like packed in like sardines. And the system needs to be. And there was the one thing we haven't got to hear, Joe, is where was carriage E or D? A, B, C, D.
It was broken down.
Are it broken down, Joe? How often does it break down? People, you buy a ticket for a carriage, you'd expect to be there. You buy a house, you'd expect the house to be there. You go to the garage to buy a car, you get the car. But this carriage was not there.
But Duncan, do you know much about railways in the sense, am I reading it correctly, that there is no limit to the capacity on a train?
I have never heard of one. I think Irish Rail's quote on that is right. It is self-limiting. I mean, it can be very uncomfortable. There's no doubt about it when a train is crammed full. I've been there myself, and certainly I'm 71. If you're an old fella, you can really wish, I wish I'd taken the sense to book myself a seat. But, you know, if the train is that full, just don't get on it or get off it and get on the next one. I mean, there's very few cases in Ireland where you're more than an hour between stops. And, you have to take responsibility.
OK, Sandra Sweetman is in Rush. Sandra.
Hi, good afternoon, Joe. How are you?
Good
afternoon,
thanks.
Everyone. Yeah, I'm just giving you an idea of what happened on the 11th of August. My mum was travelling with my niece from Mallow to Tralee, and the train was overcrowded. Lots of people standing. There's only two carriages, and the driver was driving erratically, Joe. And she actually texted me during the journey.
Yeah,
they were very afraid.
No, hang on. How can you say a train driver is driving erratically?
She was saying, she told me, she said they were in between the car where the connection meets.
Yeah, between the carriages.
It was going too fast. Everyone was complaining about it. It was going too fast.
But there's limiters. The speed on a train is highly regulated from...
Well, no, it should be. As per Ian Rodarian, when I complained to them, they said it is regulated, but it wasn't that particular
afternoon. Why was your mother, why was she so nervous?
Well, she's with her, my niece, and she just was going out every bump and lump and everything. She never experienced it before.
And she had to stand in that gap between the two carriages. Why?
Yes, she did. But everyone else was complaining as well, and everyone else was scared. It was just unusual for her to be driving that fast. She felt it was very, very unsafe.
And you complained to Ian Roderick?
Ian Roderick, I did indeed. I did indeed.
And what did they say?
And I didn't get really much redress from them, Joe, actually, which is unfortunate. They said that they do aim to have everyone seated and that, and they do have all these objectives and visions and that and policies. But it wasn't. It was going against policy. Now, when she came back the following Tuesday, the train was much, much better. Everyone was asked, were they okay? Was everyone okay travelling? And the speed was perfect. There was no problem. Like, Mum has travelled on trains before and buses and planes, you know. But she would be a bit nervous more so for my niece, who doesn't really like travelling too much. But it was very unusual for my mum to complain about a fast train, you know. That's why she said it to me. I'm going to make a official complaint to Erin O'Dearn as well. Because it is a health and safety, and we've had crashes and stuff. It is a health and safety issue too. I mean, bus drivers do that sometimes too. So if there is a problem, you need to let people know about it. And apparently the Kerry people are suffering from having their train is overcrowded, that they said they sometimes have to stand a lot and it hasn't changed. So it is a factor of health and safety. I'm a nurse myself, and I just feel we should be trying to prevent incidents like that, you know, and provide more carriages for the trains, particularly if they're going to be huge demand.
Well, Ian Roderick said they don't have them.
Well, I'm sorry, they're paying. It's normally €70 down the country. I don't believe in that. There's always money issues. I'd say they're doing pretty well now.
Well, it wasn't the problem. It's that they forgot during the crisis. You can't just buy a carriage and get it delivered tomorrow. It takes two or three years.
No, it's all about planning, though. It is
especially for our gauge. It's a very unusual gauge, by all accounts.
And also maintaining your trains as well. If they're like, you'd maintain machinery as well in the hospital or in areas, you can buy new machines as much as possible. But I need to update you on that.
Okay, Sandra, thanks, Anita.
Sandra,
sweet.
Thanks,
and Duncan Martin, thank you as well. Robert Hennessy, Robert, you were on the train yesterday.
Yeah, I was, Joe. I got on the train in Port Arrington to head to Dublin to go to the match. And I suppose the station master usually comes on the intercom as the train pulls into the station or a few minutes out.
Yeah.
Well, his exact words were, "Train on the way, it's absolutely packed to the rafters," he said.
Okay.
And he was true to his word. You couldn't move. I don't know how I got on with it. I got on with a 9-year-old. I think I regret getting on it. I got on, couldn't get outside the hallways between carriages. As the doors opened, lads nearly fell out of the doors. It was that packed. The toilet doors were open and there was 4 to 5 people in the toilets just trying to keep in space.
There was 4 or 5 people standing in the open loo, so to speak.
The only way to get space, Joe, was to stay in the toilet.
So I presume no one could use the loo?
No one could use it. I think one chap, a young boy, tried to come up and use the toilet. I'd say to get there was a lot of hassle for him, and the toilet had to try to be vacated even to get the chap into the toilet, and I don't think he had much luck in that.
Okay. Well, sounds incredible. But as I say, Ian Roderick saying it wasn't dangerous. The trains can safely accommodate heavy loadings. Uncomfortable, and money back for anyone who pre-booked and put, in other words, a name over a seat and couldn't get to their seat. But anyway, that's it. Brendan Mulroy, Robert Hennessy, thank you both. 51551.